Now, back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
Is the time, 1-866-823-1077. And it is our pleasure to welcome back. It's only been a few days, but good to have you back, United States Senator Jeanne Shaheen. Morning, Senator.
Morning, Peter. It's nice to be back with you. You know, it's since we're all sequestered in our homes, it's always nice to be able to talk on the phone and hear what people are thinking. So I appreciate the opportunity to be on with you and talk about the challenges that so many families are facing today.
Are you getting more because of the way things are? I see that you're doing more FaceTime, more phone things with groups and individuals than I think you ordinarily would have an opportunity to do when you're in Washington.
Well, that's right, because normally if I were in Washington, I would be in hearings or doing work down there. Here, it's not only important to find out what people are facing. So, for example, on Friday, I had a conference call with all of the hospital CEOs in the state to hear the challenges facing the hospitals. Yesterday, I was at a webinar with the BIA to hear the concerns of businesses throughout New Hampshire. So it's something that's really helpful to me as I listen to what concerns people have and to the challenges that they're facing as we think about going back to Washington next week and trying to do another package of assistance for people who are hurting. So to have that input, to be able to hear from people across the state is really helpful.
Yeah, I don't think people, I know people don't see, you've got a great crew, Sarah and Joe, awesome, because the scope of material that you are sending out every day is just wow. Removing restrictions, limiting relief funds for state and local governments. The New Hampshire delegation urges courts and state officials to issue guidance prohibiting release of violent offenders amid the corona pandemic. And it just goes on and on. Shaheen leads bipartisan, bicameral group of lawmakers in calling for dedicated funding for Northern Border Regional Commission and COVID-19 relief legislation. I mean, there are things that people have no idea what you're doing, and in large part, the media doesn't talk about it. But you're even though Washington, you're not there, you are very busy.
Well, thank you, Peter, for those kind words about my staff. I have a great staff, and they work really hard. And especially now, when there's so much uncertainty, when there are so many people who have questions, they can call our office, 647-7500, and they will be able to talk to one of my staff members. And if we can't get you an answer, we will let you know that. But we won't stop until we find out if the answer is available. If it's an answer you don't like, we will let you know that, just because we need to be responsive, because there are so many questions and people need answers to whatever we can find answers to, and people need help. So we have been working very hard. And as you say, one of the challenges is how to reach people when there is a shutdown and I'm not able to travel around the state. And so our way of doing that has been to do webinars, to try and do conference calls with people who need help, to try and provide explanations and information, because there's been a lot that's happened in Washington, even though we've been out. But when you look at all of the different packages of assistance, those need to be explained to people. People need to know what's in those.
And one of the things, I understand you're going to be calling on Senate leadership for financial relief for the U.S. Postal Service in any future coronavirus response legislation. There are some people that say post office is hemorrhaging money. It can't be fixed. Can it be fixed, Senator?
Well, I think it's very important for us to fix it. You know, the Postal Service is the only government agency that's mentioned in the Constitution. It reaches every household in America. For so many of our people in rural areas, it is their lifeline out. Mm-hmm. They get prescription drugs that way. They can communicate with people all over the world through the post office. And we need to try and make sure it does not go under, because one of the things Congress did a while ago, I think in an effort to make it more difficult for the post office, there are many in Washington who would like to privatize the Postal Service. I don't think that's the right answer. But what they did is say that unlike any other government agency, the Postal Service had to pre-fund their retirement benefits for people. And that really put them at a disadvantage. And it's been one of the biggest challenges that the Postal Service has faced. So what we need to do is to provide some assistance. We need to make sure that they're on an equal footing with other federal agencies and to make sure they can continue to do their jobs. Because when I talk to people all over New Hampshire, it's one of the things that people consistently want to see, and that is they want to see the Postal Service operate efficiently and effectively and get their mail every day. And I think it's very important we ensure that that happens.
You know, Senator, in your phone calls and your webinars, farmers are struggling because the markets aren't there with restaurants, and they're getting rid of food. They're getting rid of dairy. They're throwing it away. What I know you have urged the Agriculture Department to help struggling farmers. What can be done, especially with the dairy farmers in New Hampshire?
Well, it is so disheartening to see that there are people lined up in some places around this country for blocks and blocks in cars waiting to get food through food banks, and yet we've got farmers who are plowing under their crops because they can't afford to send it to market. They can't pay the transportation costs. And so it's something that we've really got to do better on. The dairy farmers have been particularly hard hit. They've been hard hit over a period of time. We've worked to try and change the programs that support our dairy farmers, but this has been particularly hard-hitting for them, and we've got to do more. There are several pieces of legislation that would be helpful to dairy farmers, and I think we've got to get something in this next package so they can continue to operate and not have to close. New Hampshire's lost many of our dairy farms in the last several decades, and the 100 or so plus that we still have, we really want to keep. We want to make sure that they get the help they need, and that's going to be one of the things I'm going to be working on when I go back to Washington next week.
Last question, Jean, before we let you go. I was looking at Fox News yesterday, and little blurb, and it said that you have become one of the party's leading voices in the chamber on international affairs and national security, thanks to your service on both the Senate Foreign Relations, the only woman on the panel, and Armed Services Committee, and because of your 6 years as governor. You have executive experience. So my question is, that was in context with Joe Biden's potential running mates. Have they called you yet? Have they started vetting you for the VP slot?
No, they haven't, and I don't expect them to, Peter. I would tell them what I'm going to tell you, and that is I want to continue to be the senator who represents New Hampshire. I am not interested, and I think Vice President Biden is going to be looking for people from other parts of the country, and he will bet. We have lots of great candidates. He said he wants to choose a woman. I think that's terrific. I'm really excited to see a woman potentially be vice president, and I wish him well, and we'll do whatever I can to help, but it's not something that I'm interested
in. Okay, but you know I'd be remiss if I didn't ask.
That's okay.
All right.
I appreciate that you ask. But,
Now, if I find out in 10 days that you're his running mate, I'm going to be really upset, Jean. Just saying.
Yeah, I think no need to worry.
Senator, are you looking forward to going back to Washington?
You know, I'm looking forward to going back to hearings. One of the things that we had a briefing yesterday with the Small Business Committee, and one of the things we talked about is going back to Washington as quickly as possible, trying to schedule a hearing to provide some oversight on the Paycheck Protection Program and what's happening at the SBA to help small businesses. So I think it's very important for us to be back so we can be doing that oversight.
Yep.
But it's going to be challenging because I think we don't know what the guidelines are for holding hearings. We don't know what the guidelines are for voting yet.
Right.
So hopefully we will get that soon. But I do think it's important for us to be there to be providing oversight and to be working on the next package of legislation that we need to pass in order to continue to help people. Because when we worked on the CARES relief package back in March, mm-hmm. I think we didn't realize the extent to which this pandemic was going to go on, that business was going to continue to be shuttered,
right.
That people were going to be under stay-at-home orders for as long as they are.
Right.
And so we need to do some planning here to both support states and local communities as they're trying to open back up the economy and to try and help people who continue to be so hard hit mm-hmm. by job losses, by the pandemic itself, people who have had loved ones who they have lost, who have become ill, the people who are on the front lines working every day at mm-hmm. great risk to themselves. I know we all thank them so much, and we need to make sure we do everything we can to support them.
Well, just because you're changing the zip code next week, don't lose our phone number, okay?
Don't worry.
All right. Senator, always great talking to you. Stay well, and we'll chat soon.
Well, thanks. You too, Peter. Stay safe.
All right. See ya. There you go.
U.S. That's awesome. That's awesome. And thank you, Senator, for all the work you're doing for the small businesses here in New Hampshire.
Appreciate it. I wanted to talk about the dairy farmers because tomorrow we'll have Amy in.
We will have Amy in, and I want to talk about that too. It's a story that's just not stopping.
We're talking ag. We're talking dairy. Come on.
We're talking New Hampshire.
You got it, man.
Hello.
It's what we do. So, and you heard it. Even though Fox said she's one of the people.
I know.
Okay.
And she's like, thank you very much. But again, you know what? She's excited about the work she's doing.
I know.
And again, thank you from all of the small businesses here in New Hampshire for the work that she's doing.
844. We can take a break.
Yes, we can.
Woo-woo. We'll be back.